Jeff Chandler, contributing writer for WPTavern.com, and I'm here live at WordCamp North Canton. With to the left of me is Triple J, J Trip, or as I like to call him, J Dog. Triple J, welcome to Ohio, sir.
Thank you, and you have such a cute little microphone.
Oh yeah, well, what can I say? I'm working here. So, what brings you to Ohio? What are you speaking on today?
I'm giving a talk on Buddy Press and BB Press, mostly questions and answers, I think. Hoping to kind of spread some good word about Buddy Press 2.0, answer some questions, spread some good Buddy Press and BB Press cheer.
Now, just about 2 weeks ago or so, Buddy Press 2.0 was released, and the performance improvements are up to 75%. You know, in some of the benchmarks in terms of the improvements. Give us a little bit of background info on how those improvements were made.
Man, they were almost all Boone's. Sort of Boone was leading the performance improvements.
Boone Gorgeous.
Yep. And some of it is introducing some object caching that we have successfully dodged for the duration of Buddy Press's life. Some of it is just query performance. On the activity streams tables, and then getting rid of the, or at least sort of replacing the way that a user's last activity is queried, is a night and day difference, because it used to be stored in user meta, and now we sort of use the activity streams tables as like a kind of a, we always install those tables, and we move it there instead, which actually querying for it there is a lot more efficient than trying to do some comparative queries in user meta. So a few relatively small, I would say, changes, plus the introduction of object caching, make an enormous, enormous difference in terms of the amount of times that you need to query the database for something, as well as the actual data that you're getting back.
Right.
And if you have a persistent object cache, things are sort of remain in memory, so you don't have to query for them again. Then they're already held in there. So it's huge, huge differences.
Awesome. So Buddy Press 2.0 has been released. What is on the horizon for the other BBs, BB Press?
So BB Press 2.6 has sort of, I mean, as the BBs go, it's hard to work on both of them at the same time, right? So BB Press 2.6... had some performance improvements slated. I will probably end up bumping them, but we'll see. I mean, there's patches, there's a lot of activity on them, but there's some pretty big changes to the way that some of the data is stored. I'm a little uncomfortable sort of moving some of those things around. And then the one thing that we talked about earlier is replacing comments with forums, and those are the two features that are on, that are slated for 2.6 that are sort of just waiting around, that everything is sort of hanging on for that release for. Everything else is, I mean, there's tiny little improvements and enhancements all throughout, but it's those two things that are what is sort of prolonging the 2.6 release. I would have liked for it to have probably been out by now, but I'd like for the comments replacement to be in for 2.6.
You know, speaking of forums, I've spoken to a lot of people, and the people I've talked to said forums are sort of a dying breed of, in terms of, you know, community and communication and things of that nature, and it sort of makes me sad. It gives me a sad panda face, because when you get involved in a community such as a forum, and you start posting there, and you have regulars, and you get into groups, and you have friends, I mean, it's a really cool experience, and forums can become addictive. You don't get the same feeling leaving comments on a blog, especially if there's no user account involved, you're not registering, and you're just really anonymous. You just fill in a couple fields, and you know, some certain things are displayed and whatnot. So, you know, do you think forums are a dying breed, or do you think, you know, somehow, some way, BB Press can sort of rejuvenate the whole idea of using forums to handle the community aspects of a website?
I would love for it too. I don't think forums are dead at all. I think bigger social networks have come and sort of mitigated the need for hosting your own forums. It's easy to start a Facebook group or a Meetup group on meetup.com to get people together. And the idea of hosting your own forums and having your own website and your own community is, it's easier to do that someplace else on meetup.com or someplace else. So,
Then you have the advent, you've got your Facebook, you've got the Twitter, and now people are having conversations, not on a forum, but wherever they feel most comfortable with.
Right, exactly. And when you choose to run your own community, it's so much exponentially more than running your own blog that I think there are a lot of nightmare stories out there of people that have had to run their own site and have their own membership and have their own problems and terms and their own enforcement and moderation that they need to do, and it ends up just being a lot of work, whereas just having a blog and posting is very easy. So I think people are reluctant to have forums just because of the amount of work that you end up having to put into them and hosting them getting hacked, software updates. I mean, it's just a lot to do. So BB Press can solve a lot of those problems, one, by being inside of WordPress, so you get updates. Updates are super easy, but forums are the same recipe. They've been the same for a really long time, and the reason I think forums aren't dead, they're not going anywhere, is because they're already enormous. Forums that are still successful, they don't really look like forums anymore. They're sort of in disguise, but something like Stack Overflow, something like Reddit is just it's kind of a big forum. It's all categorized in subreddits.
Different forums called subreddits.
Exactly. So it's, the thing with forums is forums are about where the content lives. It's about the category that posts and topics belong in. And whether or not it looks like a traditional forum, like the sub-silver of PHPBB or the default vBulletin theme, whether or not it looks like a forum or not, doesn't change the fact that if your content is kind of the priority of your content is the category that it's in, that to me sort of makes it feel like a forum. And there are other forums like Jeff Atwood's Discourse is a sweet forum setup. I mean, it's very topic heavy. It's sort of all about participation, but it's new forum software. So I don't think forums are necessarily going anywhere. I just think that they're not as sexy to people as they used to be because they're a lot of work for not necessarily always a lot of return.
All right, thanks a lot, Triple J. I'm looking forward to BB Press 2.6, and all the best to you.
Me too. Thank you, Jeff. Always a pleasure.